Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
All right, we're looking at Conor Pope, one of our favourite bald Galway Irish Times journalist.
He's up there anyway.
He's from Galway.
Certainly the top three. Yeah, he's from Galway, yeah.
Nice to hear that.
Conor Pope in the Irish Times. He'd written this article about the own brands in supermarkets. This is like I go for Bachelors, but like Lidl will have their own one. Aldi, Dunnes will have their own. Tesco will have their own brand. The own brand foods, products or whatever in supermarkets, and which ones are the best, which ones are the most convincing, which ones are the ones that are like, yeah, you know what, for a fraction of the price, I'll buy this. I'll have these beans instead of those beans or those Toffee Pops or what are the Jammy Dodgers? I know there's fake ones.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, there's some pretty good rip-offs. I myself have a thing about own brand. I love trying. I love the notion of going to, in any of the supermarkets, even Super Value, like if you're spoiling yourself, you go to Super Value. But Super Value have good prices on their own brand stuff as well. Like if you compare the prices on the thing that you're going to buy and just have a look at the own brand, it could be a third of the price, a quarter of the price in some cases of how much money you'd save. So you're like, I am going to save so much money by going for the own brand one. And then you buy it, you take it home, and you go, this is disgusting.
No, no.
I can't believe I put this in my mouth.
No.
Nessie, have you been looking at, do you have any own brands of your own that you love, that you rate, that you'll go, that's as good or better than the
real deal? You know the way that shops have various strands of their own brands? I'll always be kind of going for
The deluxe.
Or
the finest.
Tesco finest.
Especially selected. Stop that habit.
I found that with those ones, they're as expensive as the real deal. Even in the absolute cheapest, the deluxes are still more, you're not saving anything on them.
Like I bought granola in Super Value at the weekend in Castlebar.
Look at her spoiling
herself. Also did that at the weekend. It's really nice, but it was €4.
She had the airbrush inside the Super Value. She was sweeping the aisle.
Is it a premium brand
from
brush?
Kilkelly to Castlebar.
She scattered the own brand granola up and down the aisle of the cereal aisle in Super Value. She swept it up herself, and then she ate it. She ate it then.
Okay. So that story's gone too far.
Okay, sorry. it was their own brand granola.
Yes, and it's really nice.
But is it deluxe?
But it's deluxe. It's.
So it's not the value range then.
Some special, yeah. So we're leaning towards brands, unfortunately. And people in my household will sniff these out. Like if I tried to give them own brand cornflakes, mm-hmm. Coke Pops. Recently we had a situation where we bought a half litre of own brand milk and Tesco.
No.
I'm telling you.
No.
I am telling you.
No.
Get
milk.
Off.
I
no.
Was,
get.
My 9-year-old
get
said
off
to
the
me.
Bus.
And I was like, it's all milk. It's milk. All
no, it is. It is.
Your child saw the packaging and then knew there was a difference.
I thought I was bad, but man, own brand milk is a problem. Oh my God.
No, porridge oats. Own brand milk are absolute no-brainers. Of course you go own brand, because there is no difference. Porridge oats, premium brand,
no.
Porridge oats, own
no.
brand, they're not different.
No. It's Odlum's oats every time. It has to be Odlum's oats. Now, what about sugar? I would just buy any strain.
Same, like sugar.
Water is water.
Water is water.
Yeah, your woman with the Evian in here. No, we buy the own brand.
Now, that's in the water cooler here. I don't know if that's... We don't have Evian in the water coolers here. Surely not.
Maybe in the News Talk water cooler, you've got the Evian water.
Maybe.
Pat insists on the best, while the rest of us get bogged down at Ballygowan.
I haven't had a John West tuna in a number of years because I will go with Tesco's own brand. Not only the Tesco own brand...
These are not ads, by the way, for any of these
absolutely
products.
Absolutely not. Not just Tesco's own brand, but their own budget brand within the own brand range.
Value.
Called...
Is it called Value?
Probably in the Value range.
It's the blue and white tin, yeah.
Yeah, Stockwell's.
Oh, right.
They've outsourced their own branding to this other company who Stockwell's who do a bunch of different things. Now it's ultra cheap. Let me tell you, tuna in a can tastes much the same if you're charging €3 for it or 40 cent for it.
Does it taste better, given how tight you are? Does it actually taste better? Does the flavour taste better knowing that you've spent less on it?
I can taste the savings in a good way, yes.
Everyone says to me, the wine in some of the German retailers, they're like, oh my God, the wine. Oh my, Jesus, the wine in the German retailers. 4 years, since the day they opened the first one near me, I was like, I'm going to, this is the new me now. This is when they used to do the €7 bottles of wine, or even 6.50, were they? And I was like, oh, this is the new me now. We're going to save a fortune on wine. Because, you know, I drink three, four bottles a night. we're going to save a fortune. But there's a psychological thing in my head, which is, this is not nice. And people, wine connoisseurs could be telling you, genuinely though, the German retailers, the wine is so much nicer.
No.
And you're like, oh, I just can't. What are the best knockoffs or the best own brands? 0874 100 102.
Well, Miriam's been in touch about milk, and she's, I don't know if this is true, she says own brand milk is a day or two older and goes off quicker.
Oh, right, that could have been it.
Why is
could
that?
Could have also been the bank holiday.
Well, it could have been that we just gone off. The milk was actually gone off. And the poor child is like, Mammy, the milk tastes bad. And you're like, you're just being a snob. Shut up and drink your milk.
When they were very small, my husband made them porridge, and I asked him to put in cinnamon into the porridge to make it sweeter, and he put in cumin.
Oof, curry porridge. Lovely.
And he made them eat it.
Do you know what? That's...
Oh, sorry.
That encourages resilience.
Right. It does.
It'll grow up big and strong with the... Shut up and eat your cumin. So these are the recommendations that Connor made then in his article. Mm. He said Aldi's Parmesan, 24-month-age Parmesan, and they're 85% cocoa solids chocolate. See, are any of these then own brand? Or are they the deluxes? You've got Newgate beans and little... I can't eat a bean. Beans are the big one for me. The beans, that once the beans are, unless they're bachelors, full fat, by the way, bachelors do this
sugar-free.
And again, I wouldn't.
See, I go for the sugar-free version.
I'd have to kill you if you gave me a sugar-free bean.
We spend a fortune on the weekly shop, Ray.
Because it's all the top brands.
We should never be allowed to do the weekly shop together.
Dunn's own brand mayonnaise, apparently. Hellman's, same size bottle. Let's see, zero different. Yeah, the mayonnaise. So the Dunn's own nappies.
Oh, the nappies are, you start off with Pampers when you have a newborn. And I've seen this in my own family lately because I have a new nephew.
We did the
and
same.
They start off with Pampers. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, you're like, look, we're just going to use the own brand nappies.
Yeah.
And you go to Tesco or Lidl or Aldi. Brilliant nappies, by the way. Brilliant.
An infant isn't going to turn around to you and say,
hopefully.
Listen, I didn't like pooping in that own brand nappy. Could we get...
Is it asking too much for you to spend the extra €2?
I'm not putting my arse in that.
She says, it's like wearing a reusable bag.
Mother. I'm not piddling in this. Kavanaugh porridge oats and Tesco's finest food products. Would you give over with your finest? There's loads of them. 0874 100 102. Are we doing a taste test?
Yes, we are doing a taste test, yes.
Do you want to do this now?
Yes, we are doing it now.
Oh my God, we're doing it now.
Right, so yourself and Nettie are both in play. You mentioned baked beans a number of times, Ray. So we are indeed testing baked beans. Can you tell the difference between own brand baked beans and a premium brand of baked beans?
Yes, I can.
I'm going to supply both of you with two mugs that have different beans in them, and I need you to tell me what the difference is between the beans.
Ireland, you know me, I'm a bean aficionado.
Take the mug.
He's not going to get me on the beans.
Take the other mug.
Hang on. It's just two mugs for Nettie and two mugs for me, is it?
Yeah, you're both tasting.
Don't confuse me, Ray.
I can tell at a glance.
You're using the sight test.
I can tell just by look.
I can tell.
Go on then.
Have you given us the same colour mug for the same brand?
I have.
Okay, then. Well, then, in that case, Nettie, so we've got a cream. Well, what is it? White and black, see, yeah?
Yeah, white and black.
White and black. So 1 second, the white one is the own brand.
Yes, 100%, and that's
what you're going with so far.
That's what we're going.
And this is, if it's bachelors, the bachelors is in the black mug. Am I right?
Fine. You've got forks. What are they there for? They're for tasting.
Why do we have to taste?
We have not completed the taste test,
lads. We've already got the answer, and we've already got
smell them. Smell them.
Smell your beans, Freeman. Smell your beans.
Give us a go with your beans.
Stop piddling in your own brand nappies. Pill your beans.
Shh.
Take a whiff of that.
One second. Yeah, it's easy. Yeah. It's easy.
Go on, then tell me.
I stand by my earlier. The black mug is Bachelor's Beans.
Yeah.
The white mug is whatever knockoff. Right. It's even watery. The sauce is all watery. And it's lighter. And my wife has this thing about cheap beans as well, where she says the skin is kind of coming off them. Can I can't see that there now, in fairness, Kate.
You really are being efficient.
You should be there. I mean, seriously, we should podcast our bean chat in the Foley household. That's scintillating.
Are you going
conversation.
To taste them?
This was not a sight test or a smell test. It's a taste test. Please dig in.
I've already given you the answer.
I will need you to taste the beans.
Okay.
Oh, Natalie's already. That's a good big mouthful now.
I didn't have lunch.
Right, so you've tasted the black mug bean.
Can you give us the difference in price out of interest?
I can indeed.
Right.
One of those that you're tasting...
Look at it.
Is, what?
I've just lifted up the crappy beans.
He's very disappointed with those.
The sauce has fallen off the fork.
Right.
They're white because the sauce is so watery.
Okay. I can tell you that one of the beans costs six times more than the other bean.
I don't care. Give us the price.
One of the beans for a 450-gram tin... will cost you €1.50. That's on offer at the moment. And the other tin of beans for 420 grams, so slightly more, is 25 cent. Six times less.
The black mug is your higher quality bean.
Yeah.
Are you in agreement?
I'm in agreement.
Right. I can tell you at 25 cents, in the white mug, it was the Dunn's Family Favourites range. Not a favourite for either of you two.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
And the premium brand bean.
Wait a minute.
Oh, plot twist.
Are you doing a
plot twist?
I bet it's not batch. Is it sugar-free
is
something
it Heinz?
Or other?
Annette Freeman's got it. It's Heinz beans. I managed to make
Ray
Philly eat Heinz beans.
Didn't.
Yes.
I swore a Heinz bean shan't ever pass my lips.
Was it on the life of your firstborn?
I swore on the life of my firstborn child.
Matthew, you're in trouble.
Matthew, I'm sorry, son. You better not be there when I get home. You made me eat a Heinz bean. I said
ate them and you enjoyed the beans.
I said they're better than the rubbish beans, but they're still not as good as Bachelor's.
I'm reversing out of it now.
They're better beans, but give me the batch.
Can I honestly ask you, do you think they're six times better than the cheaper bean?
Yeah.
Yes, I do think so. Yeah. And do you know what I've just realised? It's
Snobs.
To do with the
Notions.
Sauce. It's the sauce.
It is the sauce.
It's the sauce.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!